Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to some young people who are spending the next year here in the United States from around the world. They'll be attending school, doing public service, and helping to build understanding between their home countries and ours. They're part of the Youth Exchange and Study Program and AFS Student Exchanges, and they have a lot to say.
If you're human, and if I'm human, if we have conflict, we can talk about it. It doesn't matter your color or your race.
We'll meet five of these young people on this week's American Cafe. This week, we wanted you to meet some extraordinary young people. They have won competitions in their home countries, they have left their friends and families behind, and have come to the United States to study for a year. They're part of the Youth Exchange and Study Program initiated by the U.S. State Department and affiliated with the AFS Student Exchange Program. I got the chance to talk to five of these young people, Anorsan Bulkukayan from Turkey, Shania Harja Pawiro from Suriname, Abdullah Abdullah from Kenya, Melina Muller from Germany, and Mishpa Syed from India. Melina is not part of the YES program, but she is an AFS exchange student. The first thing I asked was, what was your first impression of America when you got here? Here's Shania and Mishpa.
Well, I got here pretty late the first day, but the people were so helpful. They were so sweet. They were so welcoming too.
I was really excited to meet new people and Americans especially. And it was really nice. All the people were really helpful. They helped when we needed help.
These young people are considered student ambassadors. And I asked them the biggest difference they noticed between school in their own countries and here in the United States. Here's Anorsan from Turkey and Abdullah from Kenya.
In Turkey, we sit on the class and teacher follows the classes. But in US, we need to follow classes and run to classes to catch them. It was tough for me.
For me, school life, I find it very much easy because like in Kenya, we go to school from 7 to 5 and it's still 2:30, which is a little bit lazy. And also the subjects there, we do all the sciences in each form. We have form 1 to form 4, which is grade 9 to grade 12. And you do all the sciences in each year, which here they divide them. 1 year you do chemistry, 1 year biology, another year physics. So it's much easier. Even with the maths, they branched it.
One thing the students told me that they noticed was the size of everything in the United States, especially the grocery stores. Here's Melina Muller from Germany and Shania Harja Pawiro from Suriname.
I would say the food is different too. So when you go to the grocery store, you have so many options and I can't decide. And I think that's one thing I will really miss, the food.
So I think the sizes really stand out because the schools in my country, they're really small. They're not this big. And you guys have halls. We don't have halls. Everything is outdoor. The grocery store here are really big. Those kind of things.
As part of their year in the United States, the students attend school full-time. They volunteer in AFS-sponsored programs to showcase their leadership skills, and they perform as much as 100 hours of community service. I asked each of them what they hope to learn and what they hope to take home from their year in the United States. Here's Anorsan, Shania, Abdullah, Melina, and Mishpa.
I'm hoping to learn the other cultures and the other revisions, and I want to carry back to Turkey the visions.
I would like to take back to my country the independence I get during these 10 months, because I'm pretty sure I will be independent after this. Like owner Jen said, the visions they have here, I would like to build up my country with those visions, because this is obviously a more developed country than mine is, and I would like to make a change in my country because of this.
Yeah, what I would like to learn here is the organization skills, how they run all their things, because it seems like everything is well organized, and take back the technological developments they've had and help change my country to a better place.
I want to take the memories back home I make here, and I hope I stay in touch with my family and friends here.
the first thing is I had to take back the culture, the main thing, then my experience, what I have learned here, and what I have to share in my country, and that's all.
I wanted to know how we can build bridges between cultures and what these young people thought would do that. All of them said face-to-face relationships were an important step. We hear now from Mishba, Abdullah, Shania, and Anursan.
The students should share their culture as much as they can, and we can build many friendly relationships with each other, different countries, so we can make a good relationship with both of the countries.
I will say that we should open more bridges for exportations and business, and also expand the bridge of education. Like, I would love if I can get a chance to attend college here. So if we can increase the scholarship chances to attend various colleges and open up our businesses, that can be a good relation.
You can, by doing these programs, you can change the view of different cultures and countries by just studying here or being here for a year. They could also build a relationship by politics, by government, maybe doing business with other countries.
I think we need tolerance. If you are human, and if I'm human, if we have conflict, we can talk about it. It doesn't matter your color or your race.
My thanks to all of these young people. We promise to catch up with them later in the year. We will let you know how their thoughts and their lives have changed. So what's your opinion? Would you like to be part of a student exchange program? Let us know your thoughts by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can also log on to our homepage, voanews.com. For more information on the AFS program, log on to afs.org. For all the folks at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.